Okay, Be'ezrat Hashem. We're holding in Siman Resh Yud Bet. We're in the end of Saif Aleph, so we're going to start the Haggahah. Maran said that Kol Shu'ikar Ve'imot Tefillah Mevarech Al Ikar Upoteret Tefillah, whether the Ikar is mixed with it or not. Says in the Haggahah, V'yesh Omrim Im Tefil Chaviv Alav. Some say if he likes the Tefil very much, Mevarech Alav Ve'harkach Mevarech Al Ikar. Make the bracha on the tafil, and then make the bracha on the ikar. And that, kimat, I don't think anybody is going like. V'hadem mevarchin ala ikar upotrim et tefila. This is what we make a bracha. One second. What? Whatever is cream cheese. Whatever is not the ikar, usually it's what's not the rov, but sometimes it could even be the rov. We'll see the rules. It's a long and complicated topic. Mishnah Berurah ve'harkach mevarchim ala ikar ayin b'magen Avraham ubebi'ur agra shehikshu kama kushiot al zeh. They asked a lot of questions on this. Umasika magen Avraham ledina de'en chiluk bazeh. Now we don't follow this chiluk. They said openly, "Shafilu matafil chaviv alav." Even if he likes the tafil, mevarech al ikar bilvad. The reason is, "Taav shatafil chaviv alav be'etzim yoter." Even though normally he likes this tafil more, mikol makom ata enenu ochlo rak b'shvil ikar. He's not eating it for the tafil; he's eating it for the ikar. Shebishvilo hutchila ha'achila. That's why he started eating. Ubilto lo haya ochel atafel klal. Without that, he wouldn't have eaten it. V'ayin sham od. The kol zeh afilu b'she'em berchotahem shavot. Soaking even if the brachot are not the same. V'gam en ochlam biyachad. And he's not eating them at the same time. Ubifrat, certainly, kishe berchotahem shavot. If the same bracha, o she'ochlam biyachad, is eating them together. V'vaday mevarech al ha'ikar v'lvad. Misha shata yayin saraf. Someone's drinking whiskey or other hard liquor. The ochel is a davar or me'at pata harav, and he's eating something or a little bit of bread afterwards. Lehafik chariput hashtiyah, to take away the sharpness of the drinking. Naasah pat tafil, the bread is tafil. Ve'en tzarich levarech alav, and he doesn't have to make a beracha on it. Achen davka kishahayta da'ato alav. B'shad beracha, it's only if he planned on doing it when he ate. Or shiragil kach berof pa'amim. Or he does it most times. V'chanal b'siv katan dalet. Hayin sham. Ulenyan etilat yadayim. Now this guy is having whiskey and eating a little bit of bread along with the whiskey. Does he have to make netila? Hayin la'el b'siman kufnun het. Saif katan yud v'mishna brura. V'kol zeh. This is what I say, I don't have to make a beracha. Kesheen kavanato le'echol ha'tafil. When his intention is not to eat the tafil. Sheen ura'ev klal. He's not hungry at all. Sheen ura'ev oto rak la'afiga merirut. He only wants to take the bitterness out of his mouth. Aval, him kavanato b'shvil ha'tafil gamken. If he also wants bread, kegon sheshote yayin saraf. He's drinking whiskey. Ve'ochel gam lekech. He's having cake. Or mirkachat or some other candy. Even though it seems one is the ikar, the other is the tafil. Since he's actually intending to eat both of them, imken en ze tafil azem. V'tzarich levarech al ha'lekech. You have to make the beracha on the cake. O ala mirkachat techila. Shehim hashuvim. They're more important. It's a mizonot. V'harkach mevarech al ha'yayin saraf. Av sh'ayayin saraf chaviv alav. Who adin kesherotzei leechol shadvarim or other things they're eating? Hena mutar. It's only mutar. Rak kesherotzei leechol rak me'at. He's only eating a little. Laafiga merirut azav etafil. He needs a few nuts to take away the bitterness of the whiskey. They said that the few nuts could be tafil, but if he's asking for a whole another thing of nuts, that's not a tafil. He's eating nuts because he likes nuts. Aval kesherotzei leechol yoter mizeh, אין שייך שם שם תפל כלל. כיוון שאוכל אותם מחמת עצמותם, he's eating them for himself, כדי לסוד הלד. וכתבו האחרונים בשם השלה, זה טוב למנע, it's better to avoid מלאכול פת למיתוק שתיית היין שרף. Right? It's better not to use bread as the chaser for the yain saraf, כי מי יוכל להבחין היטב? Who knows? אם הוא רק להפיג מרירותו, he's just doing it to take away the bitterness, או גם לסוד הלב, because he's also hungry. ואז צריך לברך המוציא נטילת ידיים. And then he has to make המוציא and make נטילה. Right? ומי ששורה, אחר גמר אכילתו, מעט פת, the yain saraf. Somebody that soaks his bread after he eats in whiskey, la'akel ha-ma'achal, in order to digest, yesh levarech al hayayin saraf. In that case, we understand that the bread is tafel to the whiskey. Tikar kavanato az al hayayin saraf. He needs the whiskey kedei la'akel, to help him digest. Ve'en shayach le'asuda. It's not part of the meal. Right? Meaning, if you were drinking it for the meal, you'd say that you what? I don't think he washed this guy. No, that's digesting.
He washed him, right?
Which is very strange. He already washed, but because he's not drinking it to be part of the meal. He says, "V'chem pasaka kafahayim." Even though the Ben Ish Chai katav she'en levarech al hashechar b'seuda, he says, "Have some sugar." כי קשה למקם עלי דמלטה בכוונת השוטם לעכל או לעורר תאוות המאכל. ועל הרוב, he wants for both, עין שם. That's only during the meal. But this guy already finished. He doesn't want to eat more, so it's לעכל. You'd have to make a ברכה, like the Mishnah Berurah. I have no idea. Let's say you finish the meal and you're only having whiskey לעכל המזון. So he's saying that's not the type of drinking that's tafil to the seudah. That's a new topic. La'akel needs a beracha. That's what they want to say. Verak mipenei shehazak lo l'shtoto. It's too strong to drink. Shore bo pat. He's dipping his bread. La'afik etzat meriruto. Tavale ayayin saraf ikar. Ume el yuraba mashma betov boofen ze. That's the Magen Avraham. Sheishte tchila me'ad yayin saraf kodem sheshore bo apat. Have a little whiskey, make the beracha, and then dip the bread. V'ayin le'el simakuf ayin dalet, siv katan ha-meteh b'mishna b'ra, de'mahar she'achal ma'achal shamin. The FDA ate something fairy. Lakach me'at yayin tzaraf la'afik ha-shamnunit she'bafid. Im ragil bekach, if he does it all the time, en tzarich beracha, du tafel la'pat. It's tafel to the bread, I would say it's tafel to the ma'achal shamin.
Also?
No, the digesting is maybe is a new topic. It's not tafil. Over here, it's to get to clean up to take out the mouth. That's not digesting. I'm not. It's a good question.
Spit it out.
I don't have a good answer for you, Safi. What's the difference between digesting and cleaning out the mouth? I think digesting is a new topic. I ate. I need to digest. Masha'enkin. Cleaning the mouth, it's directly related to the thing I ate before. I don't know. It's difficult. Difficult answer. You're right. Now, Hagaha. Continue. Hade mevarchin ala ikar upotere te tefila. This will be making berachan ikar. And we'll potere the tefil. Hainu sheochlam biyachar, either eating them together, or sheochela ikar tefila. Or he eats the ikar first. Aval imochela tefil tefila. He's eating the tafel first. Kegon sherotze l'shtot. He wants to drink. V'rotze l'echol techila. Kedei shelo yishtal libere kanya. So he has to eat something first just so it doesn't go down on an empty stomach. So, although what I'm eating is really a tafel to the drinking, but I'm eating it first. So the bracha of the tafel of the ikar cannot be poter, but, because it didn't happen yet. There's no bracha yet. You want to taste the cheese, right? Or she'ochel garinei gudganiot lematek hashtia. He's eating a cherry pits, don't ask me, in order to sweeten his drinking. Mevarech ala ochel techila. He has to make the beracha on the food first. Afal pi shehu tafel hashtia. Even though it's tafel to the drinking. No, because I got to eat it first.
The first spoon of cereal has to have cereal. Not only milk.
Really?
Yeah. I should hope so. The first one is easy. It's the last one that becomes a problem. And it's okay. You only make a shehakol because it's tafil. So that's the shita of the Ramah. So everybody would agree. Nobody argues that if you're having the cookie before the whatever it is, the tafil before the whiskey, you got to make a bracha on the tafil. What are you going to do? But what bracha you make? The Ramah says that since it's a tafel, it loses its beracha, it goes down to shakol. That's going to be, right? In Ish Masliach number one, he says, Mi umaram bebet Yosef dachadin ze. He says, no, everything is the right beracha, right? According to Ramah, yes. V'chen ikar ledidan. Ve'afilo ma'ikar shakol yesh lavecha tafel sholchem et ridah berchato reuyalu. But look in the Mishnah Berurah. Sholchlam biyachan. V'mochel patkisnim in givina. He's eating crackers with cheese. Or shahar davar le'afet bo. Af shegam hem, af shehem gam ken chavivim alav. Hu ta'ev le'echol otam. And he wants to eat them. Mikom akom. Mevarech ala kisnim levad. The ikar is the mezonot. The mistabrash hu ha'ikar eslon. It makes sense. That's the main thing. Hu adin v'chol davar. Kishokhel emin ha'chel le'pet bo. When you're eating it along with something, right? What he's eating to give the taste, the filling, nechshav rak ketafel. That's a tafel, and the ikar is the bread. Haikar techila. If you're eating the ikar first, va'achar kach tafel, and then he's eating the tafel, kedel lematek et haikar to sweeten the ikar, kegon achal techila tznon. He ate a radish first, va'achar kach zait, and then he had a little olive, la'afik churfo shel tznon. To take away the sharpness of the tznun. Ki agav nashar tafel, the canal besiv ka'alef. Osh ochel gar'ine, he's eating the cherry pits. Rotzono lomar, gamken she'ochlam kodem she'matchil ishtot. He's eating the cherry pits before he starts drinking. Kedei lematek ashtiya, she'shoteh achar kach, to sweeten the drinking that he's having afterwards. I didn't know cherry pits was such a hot item. I have no idea. Ala ochel techila, the bishlama keshemevarech alaykar techila, when he makes a beracha on the ikar first, memela atafel bechlal, the tafel is included, right? The beracha of the ikar covered the tafel. Mashenken keshochel atafel mikodem, when he eats the tafel first, lo yitachen, it's impossible to say shivterenu acharkach haikar mibirchato lemafreh. What are you going to say? I ate the cherry pits without a beracha, and the beracha that comes to me is beracha that I make afterwards on the whiskey. Doesn't make sense. The kvar nehene belo beracha. He already ate without a beracha. But the Ramah says you make a shakul. It's an olomar. The kevan the alkol panim achilato he tafel le davar achir. Hefsid berchato hare uyavo. He lost its main beracha. Umevarech shakul kedei shelo yene belo beracha. So on the surface it seems like that the beracha goes down to shakol no matter what it's tafel to. But the Mishnah Berurah is going to say not like that. V'hine haramah satan bazeh. Right? V'lo hizkir shum chiluk. V'demayri b'chol gavneh. Then no matter what, if the cherry pits are tafel to the whiskey, you make shakol. If it's tafel to yitznon, make shakol. What do you mean? Yitznon is adama. Yeah, but this is a tafel. It can only be a shakol. Aval Hamagen Avram Chilek Bazeh. He wants to argue. V'da'ato d'davka im shote mashkim shebirchatan shakol. V'yara ui levarech ala mashke shakol v'leftor ze. You should make a bercha on the mashke and cover this. Ach mepenei sheochel atafel techila. Because you're eating the tafel first, tarich levarech alav. Lachen mevarech alav kebirkat ha'ikar. U'memelem neftar gam ha'ikar bebirchatom. So he's saying, well, really, this is really a shakol. Because the Shem. I was supposed to make a shakol on the whiskey and cover these pits, right? But I'm eating them first, so I'll make a shakol on the pits and cover the whiskey. And if it was adama, I'll make an adama on the pits and cover the adama. Be'etzim it's a tafel, so it became tafel to the item. So it's beracha is beracha of the item. So make the beracha now, the beracha you would have made on the item.
We are saying that.
That's what the Magen Avraham is saying. אבל כשברכת העיקר היא דבר אחר, כגון ששתה יין, he's drinking wine, אין מברך על המאכל שמקודם שהכל. Now he's not saying that. So what are you going to say? You're going to say pick up. So שהכל, you could say on whatever it is. You say on anything. So I can say שהכל. What are you going to do? You're going to pick up the apple and make a hagefen because you didn't get to fail to the wine? Hagefen? Right? אין מברך על המאכל שהכל, רק ברכתו ראויה לו. ולכתחילה, because of this מחלוקת, טוב להימנע לגמרי מלאכול לטפל קודם לעיקר. Right? And so on Chav Gimel, look in Chav Gimel, now that's not real. הוא הדין כל כי אגבנה, כגון שרוצה לאכול צנון ותמחה, שברכתו בורא פרי אדמה, אך להפיק חריפותו, תתקו איזה שבנס, אוכל מעט פת. ואם היה אוכל אותו אחר כך, if you read the bread afterwards, או ביחד, לא היה צריך לברך כלל על הפת. He wouldn't have to make ברכה all on the bread. זה נפטר בברכת הצנון. אך עתה שאכל הפת מקודם, he ate the bread first, כדי למתק החריפות של הצנון, שלא יזיקנו כל כך, He ate it before. לדעת הרמה מברך עליו שעקב. ולדעת המגן אברהם מברך עליו המוציא ברכתו הראויה לו. Okay. What? Where? Yeah. Whatever you eat first needs a ברכה. הועיל והוא תאפל. And according to Maran, you make ברכתו הראויה לו. הועיל והוא תאפל לדבר אחר. ואם התאפל חביב עליו, but if you like the תאפל, מברך עליו ברכתו הראויה לו. Then you would make the right. Be eating it first. And it's chaviv, the two shavarot, you make the beracha ruya. Saif bet, nirkachat, shemanichim, al rikikim dakim. Some sort of a jam that you put on thin cookies, thin crackers. Havu tefela le mirkachat. It's tefel to the mirkachat. Shadavar yadua, shein mechavim lechol lechem. I don't want to eat lechem. I just need something to hold the mirkachat so I don't get my fingers dirty. Oh, God. Hayu tefela lemerkacha, v'tzarich levarecha lemerkacha levad. Le'echol lechem. Rak sheba'im ledabek ha-merkachat alehem. I want to put him on it. Shelo yitanefu ha-yadayim b'dvash. V'ayim ba'acharonim shekazvu, b'medinotenu. In our places, she'osim adufshanim, she'tovim lema'achal, they make them tasty, sweet, u'manichim ha-merkachat alehem, and then they put the stuff on it. אם כן כוונתו גם כן לאכילת הדובשנים. He wants to eat the דובשנים ומברך עליהם. ועין לאל בסימן קוף סמחת, במשנה ברירה סיף קטן ממהי, שמבואר שם כל פרטי דין זה. So החמובד יעלה ושלום, he says, when you eat a flying saucer, he says, it's דובשנים, it's sweet, so you should make a ברכה. ואני בער ולא אדע. What are you going to put? You're going to put a cracker? Ice cream with crackers? It doesn't go.
Sugar cone in
the right. So he said, yeah, only the cone, which is tafel, it doesn't really have taste. But the flying saucer cookies, they have taste.
What about the sugar cone?
What? Sugar cone, maybe sugar cone is not going to be tafel. I'm not convinced. I remember always in the old days, we would argue about it. Everybody assumed it was shakol. Chaim Yosef didn't want to get involved. He said, I eat it for the cookies. That was his line. I eat it for the cookies. But it's not so pashut to say that it's not a tafel. I put these cookies because they taste good with the ice cream. Not because I want the cookies. I don't want cookies. If I wanted to eat cookies, I'd have Oreos. I want to have this cookie. Chaim Ravadi says, make bit of this or not. That's what he wants to say. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen.